Welcome to the Camden Public Library this evening. I'm Ken Gross. I'm the program director here. And before I turn the floor over to the folks who came to hear, I want to tell you some upcoming events. Our October list is available out at the desk. Today is October 14th. On October 26th at 6:30 p.m., Suzanne Pudi, she is now the Community Energy Director of the Island Institute. She will be here to talk about their experience with the Fox Island Wind. Rick Norton will also be here. He is on Camden's Energy Committee, and he will tell us where wind power and Ragged Mountain stand in the town right now. That'll be a very informative meeting. I hope to see most of you back here then. The final talk is on October 28th. Glenn Marquis is the Project Development Manager of Ocean Renewable Power, and that company, their headquarters is in Portland, but they've been doing work down in Eastport. They have put a model of a turbine at the bottom of Cobbs Cook Bay, and they're generating power from the tidal power. They have 14-foot tides there. I was down in Cobbs Cook just this last summer, and we just stood and watched the tide turn. It's just amazing how much power there is just flowing right in front of your eyes. And they plan to build an operational model to go online and hook it up to the grid sometime in 2011. Anyway, Glenn Marquis, will be here on October 28th. I would like to say that the format tonight, this is not a public hearing. We have invited these folks to come and share their experience with us. We have other evenings coming up, but the library closes at 8 o'clock, and so there will be a question and answer period, but we won't have an extended time for I know there's a contention and a lot of wise ideas. We can't hear all of them tonight. So that's the format for tonight. And I would like to turn the floor over to Dory Klein of the Friends of Ragged Mountain. Dory, is the Friends of Ragged Mountain are the folks who have invited Jonathan Carter to speak. So thank you, Dory.
Thank you.